Time now for Dario and Swiss Up. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, of course, so we're going to take a look now at the election results. So we're all counting the ballots, and Geneva has elected a new cantonal government. So we're going to take a look at the results of that election and what it means for the canton. So, Dario, let's just start off by having a quick look at who is in the cantonal government right now.
Yes, of course. Elected are the Liberals Nathalie Fontanet and Anne Hildpold, the Social Democrats Carole-Anne Cast and Thierry Apotello, Antonio Hotchers from the Green Party, Delphine Bachmann from the Centre Party, and Pierre Modet with his own political movement, Liberty and Social Justice. The Green Fabienne Fischer, who replaced Pierre Modet in 2021, was ejected from government. Finally, the Mouvement Citoyen Genevois and the Swiss People's Party, who had also presented candidates, have not succeeded in gaining a seat.
Now, as you sort of, let's say, alert people have noticed, you said Pierre Mordet made it into government. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of seconds. But let's take a look at this government and then the previous government. In how has it changed?
Well, the new Conseil d'État is further to the right. The large coalition, the so-called Alliance pour Genève, formed by right-wing parties to beat the left, was at least partly successful and allowed them to place three of their five candidates in the Conseil d'État. And even though Pierre Modet now says that he is neither left nor right, his political origins are with the Liberal Party, so it is fair to say that the right occupy four out of seven seats and now have a majority back in the Grand Conseil d'État, sorry.
Now, okay, now people might actually think the right-wing government for Geneva is fairly new, but actually not. And we dig deep now into sort of like the nuances of Swiss politics.
Yes, you're right. This is actually nothing new, quite the contrary. While the city has had a majority left-wing government for many years, the canton typically has a right-wing majority in government. And the left-wing majority, as we had it in the past 2 years, is actually the exception. So nothing new under the sun there. However, there is something unprecedented about this government, and that is the fact that for the first time, there is a majority of four women in the Conseil d'État Genevois.
Right. Now, as we did mention, and this needs to be looked at, of course, is the fact that Pierre Mordet is back. That's rather remarkable, really, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Despite being convicted for accepting an advantage, which is not quite a conviction for corruption, but it goes into that direction. Despite this conviction by the Tribunal Fédéral, so the highest court in Switzerland, a part of the population seems to have forgiven him. And so he's back in the Conseil d'État from which he resigned in 2021.
Yes, and clearly it wasn't a resignation he took lying down. No, he's back now. But he's actually, not only is he back, Dario, we're looking at Pierre Mordet being in a pretty significantly powerful position.
Yes, because politically he will be seated somewhere in the middle between three members from left-wing parties and three from the political right, meaning that his vote will often be the decisive one and he will be able to present himself as the arbiter in many cases, with both political camps having to compete to win his favors, a position, of course, that gives him power and is certainly one that he's going to appreciate.
Yes, I think he might... I mean, this was a gamble on his part, wasn't it, to get himself re-elected as an independent, and it has worked for him. Now, does this mean, mind you, we're going to see for the next session, we're going to see continual battles in government with Pierre Mordet there, or do you think it'll settle down?
Oof. Well, I hope it'll settle down. But yes, because Pierre Mordet will have to collaborate once again with his previous colleagues, such as Antonio Hotchers, Thierry Apotello and Nathalie Fontenay, who effectively ousted him from his political office a couple of years ago, we can expect heightened tensions within this government for the coming years. Right. It is now in all of their hands to figure out a way to move forward as a team once once again. And I have to admit, it's hard to imagine how that could work, given that it appears a bit like a couple who have to move back together again after a very messy divorce. But I do hope for Geneva that they can somehow leave the past in the past and move forward. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for them to face the challenges that lie ahead for the canton.
One can only assume, and I say hope, perhaps, that they'd all be rather professional about the whole thing situation. And yes. Pierre Mordet being elected back, I mean, effectively wipes the slate clean. He paid his price for that initial, let's say, misjudgment, perhaps.
Exactly.
And the electorate forgiven him, put him back into the government, and so everyone's going to say, right, here we all are. We all now need to get on with the job. So let's see if that's going to happen or not. However, I can't help wondering if Pierre Mordet is going to sort of like use that position to extract some form of, let's say, his pound of flesh back. I don't know.
Yes, maybe. Although he carefully avoids talking about vengeance, of course,
right.
Whenever
yes.
he's asked about his feelings and how he's going to go back into this government, he always talks about, yes, the necessity to collaborate, the necessity to leave the past in the past without denying what happened and denying that he had lied to the public, but really having this discourse of a man who said, listen, I know I have done something wrong. I have apologized for it. Let's now move forward. The population wants me back. The population wants a government that can collaborate and doesn't lose time with internal conflicts.
Yeah, as we have had discussions about Pierre Mordet in the past, before his scandal, he was actually, let's say, touted as a very strong up-and-coming politician with federal ambitions.
Yeah.
I actually wonder if this re-election, I'm pretty sure this election has put those ambitions back on track.
Well, it is difficult to say. I would say from a perspective, or like from a Swiss-German perspective, this is a big surprise. And I think a lot of people, political observers in the German-speaking part of Switzerland, they don't understand how this could happen, how you could have a convicted
right.
Politician being elected back into office by the population. I read a little article written by a French-speaking journalist for a German-speaking journal, The Blick, yesterday, who commented exactly on that and who basically said the thing is that in Geneva, the population is already used to a lot of political scandals. There have been other things in the past that politicians have done. So the population in Geneva is maybe more tolerant.
We're immune to it.
Maybe more immune than in other regions of the country. And so that can explain why Pierre Mordet made it back. And of course, he's a political machine, right?
Right,
absolutely. He's a great orator. He knows his stuff. He speaks German really well, so
right.
he's just a first in class
yes.
across the board for everything necessary for a successful politician.
One last thing, and very, very quickly. I mean, you mentioned, of course, the Blick newspaper carried it. I mean, how much coverage of Mordet's re-election has been in other papers across the country? How much national interest has there been in
lot,
this?
A lot, actually.
Right.
I've seen it across the board in the important journals. Of course, they always mention if there's a cantonal election, there will always be a little bit of an article or a comment somewhere in the newspaper. But here the difference is that it's not really the election in Geneva that makes the title, but it's the re-election of
right.
Pierre Mordet that makes the title. And I think
yes.
that makes an important difference, because it's not just an election. There's actually a story to tell, and a story that the German-speaking part of Switzerland also knows about, right? Because these scandals, the travel scandals of Pierre Mordet, they have been covered extensively in the German-speaking part of Switzerland. Also because he himself made himself a place in the spotlight in Switzerland by, for example, having a regular editorial in a German-speaking newspaper during
right.
that time when he wanted to access federal government. So he made himself also a place in the German-speaking part of the
world. He certainly did. Right, Dario, we shall leave it there now. Thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at the Geneva cantonal elections. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, worldradio.ch/SwissUp.